I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Doing good.
Yeah.
Surviving, thriving.
Excited to be here.
I really am excited. Probably don't sound like it, but you know, I really am excited.
You know, we're recording this on a Friday evening. I have transitioned out of the job, so apparently just manifesting.
Yay.
A couple weeks ago that I was looking for a new job was all I needed to do. So I know my week has been long.
Don't sell yourself short. We've talked about you getting a new job for a long time, just not on the podcast. We just didn't.
Well, that's what I'm.
Oh,
that's
I
what
see.
I'm saying I needed to go public for the manifestation to be like complete.
Well, I would love to just say that you have more power than I think you're giving yourself. Cause you said,
oh,
right. By your birthday, you were going to have a new job. That was your manifestation. Like, it was a long time. It was a long couple months ago. And the universe just was universing. And they were like, okay, bet. By your birthday?
Honestly, when we were talking about that and you were just like, it's very like Loki vibes. Like,
yeah.
Anyone that knows the deity, like Loki, like trickster, like all that stuff. Like, I
Silly
feel like
goose,
he,
for yeah. sure.
He was like hanging out with my little, you know, part of the marble, and he was like, let's just make this funny.
Well, and I can see you giving Loki vibes a little bit. Mm-hmm. For yeah. sure, you know, with like sounds, you know, and things like that. Just so I can see maybe, that
maybe he should be my next tattoo.
Oh my gosh, that would be cute. Just get all the deities.
Exactly. Just have like a whole sleeve.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So no one feels left out.
That's so cute. I saw this girl at Fuzzy's and she had a sleeve of Disney princesses, but they were like pinup Disney princesses.
Even cuter.
I was obsessed. Like, Loki will always be a Disney adult, shamelessly.
Yes.
But I mean, I wouldn't do it, but they were stunning. Like, they looked so pretty. Oh. And I was like, literally, like, I am obsessed with your arm. And she wasn't matching my energy. That's all right. But I had to tell her that I loved him.
Of course. I do that all the time, too, where I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I couldn't walk past you unless I said this out loud.
I have to tell you to your face.
Yeah, like I like overwhelm them with like the this isn't for you. It's the need that I need to get this out of me.
But it's OK. I feel like those are like the instincts that we're supposed to like, you know, act on. Like if we see someone that looks fire and like we want to tell them, like, you know, I like to hear that. So yeah. I just always like to you tell people.
You know, this is a beautiful segue.
Oh, it is?
Into what we're talking about tonight.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
And you did that. I was very like vague when we picked this one because I wanted to do the research and present it to you because I haven't done that in a while. You've done a couple where you've done most of the research. So I figured my turn.
I'm disappointed.
Okay. So we're going to be talking about the Victorian era fashion.
I'm excited. I'm intrigued.
So you said someone's looking fire. You just have to say it.
Oh,
these Victorian ladies
are fire.
Took it to another level. And gentlemen, everyone in the Victorian era, their fashion took it to another level.
I'm excited.
When I was thinking about this, I was like, I could go on and on about any era of fashion. You guys know me.
Right.
But we're the Grimmistics. So we're not a fashion podcast.
We are.
We're not talking about what hit the runway last week.
Last week. Sorry. That
was I don't know if there was anything last week.
No, it was.
I'm sure.
I think we did talk about high fashion. It was the Obsessed episode.
That's true.
Anyway.
We're not a fashion right. pod. You know,
no.
I'm not Joan Rivers.
Thank God.
Saying what's good and what's not.
Her poor cheeks.
I know.
I know.
But we're the Grimmistics, so I have to put our twist on
right.
it. We're going to be talking about Victorian fashion that was dangerous or deadly.
Oh my God, I love that. Someone's got to die.
For us to be interested.
Right, exactly. Otherwise, it's just too PG for me.
Yeah, we got to give the explorers what they know they're coming for, right?
Yeah.
Death.
Yeah, a little weird.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So I found an article and then I found some TikToks. So I have a little bit of everything. Ooh. But I found multiple things that were dangerous or deadly with Victorian era fashion must-haves.
Oh my God, I love that. So they were like, you might die, but you're going to look so fucking good dying.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that.
So can I share some of those with you?
Please. I'm so intrigued.
Okay. So first things first, there is a specific green called Scheele's green.
Okay.
It was a bright green pigment that was popularly used in the Victorian era for wallpaper, fabric, and clothing.
Okay.
The pigment
it's really pretty.
Yeah, it's a pretty bright green, right?
Mm-hmm.
This pigment was created by Carl William Scheele in 1775 and was widely used throughout the 19th century. It was discovered that Scheele's green was highly toxic and caused serious health problems, leading to a ban on its use.
Oh, no. That sucks. Yeah, it really is pretty. Some of these dresses are gorgeous. Holy shit.
So this pigment contained copper arsenic.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yikes.
So, which is highly poisonous. Probably. Exposure to the pigment could cause a range of health problems, including skin irritation, respiratory problems, and digestive issues. Long-term exposure could lead to severe health problems such as cancer and organ failure.
Oh, my God.
Scheele's green was often used in wallpaper and was the wallpaper. And when the wallpaper got damp or moldy, it released toxic fumes that could cause health problems for those living in the room.
Yo, and like wallpaper is really pretty, but low key kind of disgusting because it just holds that fucking moisture.
Gook. Yeah.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
So many people, including children, were affected by the toxic effects of Scheele's green, and it was responsible for numerous illness and deaths during the Victorian era. And I did see that in like one article of clothing to make it that bright pop of green, it would take 900 grams of arsenic, which is enough to kill 200 people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
All
can
for
you
that
see
pretty
me?
Green.
Did you, can you still see me? Mm-hmm. Did you see my mouth? So, oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so pretty though.
It is, but it's like poison.
That's nuts. And did they know that?
Not when it started.
Okay.
But it was banned eventually.
Yeah, that's what you said.
So eventually they did figure out.
Oh, it's in the
dye. It was bad. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think they figured it out very quickly because I'm listening to a book right now called I can't remember it. We might have to cut this out because I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
I'll look at it and we'll go back. But I'm reading a book about like, and it has this like arsenic moment. In it, and it explains that, and it's like really, really bad for you, like
mm-hmm.
yeah. like in the book that I'm it's like a historical book that I'm listening to.
Oh, nice. It's like fiction. They,
no, it's a true based on a true thing that happened. Maybe I should just look it up. Hold on.
We will insert elevator music now.
The Radium Girls. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. That's been on the podcast list forever.
Yeah. Okay. So I won't dive too much into the Radium Girls, but
love
pretty
them.
Much they were also using arsenic for their job and it caused horrible issues. So, and that was like mostly focused on like jewelry. This is like an entire article of clothing.
Well, and like in the walls.
Covered in this. In the walls. Yeah, that too. But like
on your skin,
covered
from head to toe back in the day.
Well, and this stuff burns holes in your skin. It turns you green.
Burns holes?
Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
Let me see.
I'm like rubbing my arms. Ow.
It's uncomfortable.
It really is. While you look that up, Radium Girls, shout out to one of our co-producers, Abby, she was in Radium Girls, the the play.
Oh, cute.
So, mm-hmm.
I love that. And she's the cousin that works at the Ren Fair. So you just know that she's such a good actor. So this is like what would happen to Hans.
Oh my gosh, that thing on that finger, that's a fuck no.
And you can't see the color really well, but it turns, so the wounds, like, it can eat down to your bone, pretty much. So you can see different layers of that, and then your fingers start to turn green, your nails fall off, your skin starts to peel. Like, they were doing the most for this color.
Is this, like, connected to those... Like, a lot of oddity shops sell them, and, like, their glassware that, like, glow. Is this, like, also made out of that?
Yep, so radium glows in the dark, which also makes it very cool. Mm-hmm.
I know, like, I see a lot of radium at, like, thrift shops and oddities shops, but they're super expensive.
Well, because radium it's banned for use in pretty much everything and, like, what it used to be used for. So I bet, like, it's not something you stumble upon like you used to. Unfortunately.
yeah, no, like I said, it's always at, like, weird places with, like, taxidermy also, which low-key love taxidermy, but that's fine. Anyway.
Well, do you want to hear a new one?
Yes.
Another one?
Yes.
So we've got radium for the women. And for the men who enjoy walls. And then we have mercury.
Oh, that's a good one.
So mercury was a popular ingredient in many beauty products in the Victorian era, including creams, ointments, and even hats.
Ooh, hats.
Mm-hmm.
Hats.
Mercury is a highly toxic and exposure to it can cause a range of health problems, tremors, irritability, memory loss, and personality changes.
Oh, personality changes. That's scary.
Prolonged mercury exposure can also cause serious neurological damage, kidney damage, and death.
Oh, my.
So, you know, we said creams and stuff like that, but you kind of stopped at hats, right?
Yeah, because I'm thinking... Well, I do know that it was like Victorian clothing slash something else. So you said hats. Mm-hmm. And that slash something else had to do with hats.
Yeah. So it's coming up. You're such a good segue, queen.
Sorry.
Obviously, it's a good segue.
Well, we gardened, you know, a little bit. So I'm sorry. I'm just, we're good though. We're thriving.
We're doing great.
Sorry.
So with... mercury, it was highly used for hats, is which where you kind of stopped at. And what it would do is you could take hides, like rabbit hides, and you could put mercury on it, and it would change it from fur to, like, a velvet. And that's what people were doing.
Okay.
Back in the day, before we could make velvet without needing animal hide, they actually could pour mercury on it, and then it would turn into a velvety consistency compared to fur.
Interesting, because that was another thing that kind of made me, like, go hats, because it's like creams, I can understand. It's like a liquidy, I can see that in. But so that's interesting that it, like, completely changes the texture, but probably because it's, like, destroying the fucking fiber.
Yes. Beautiful. Great science lesson.
Oh, good.
So hat makers were particularly vulnerable to mercury exposure because they were exposed to the toxic fumes, and they were also exposed by pouring the stuff and making you pour the mercury on. You make the hat like you're touching what the mercury just touched.
I'm picturing with my hands. They probably weren't wearing gloves. They were stupid back then. No mask.
So how you got fur to felt was heating mercury nitrate and applying it to the fur. The hat maker would then shape the fur into a hat. So you were exactly right with your imagination, which would release mercury fumes as it was steamed and pressed.
Oh my gosh.
As a result of the constant exposure to mercury, hat makers often suffered from a condition known as Mad Hatter's disease.
I just got goosebumps. It sounds kind of spooky.
It's real spooky.
It sounds fucking spooky.
It's real spooky. I have a little bit more on it. So It had tremors, anxiety, and other neurological symptoms. Many hat makers died from mercury poisoning, and the use of mercury in a hat production was eventually banned in many countries.
Many, but not all.
It's exactly what I got stuck on, too.
I can't help but notice.
We're on the same wavelength.
Great.
So, I did a deeper dive into Mad Hatter's disease, because that was a good little blip, but, like, what is
what
it?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you think of, like, Alice in Wonderland, right? Like, you think of, like, the Mad Hatter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think you're
about and to. And so, he's a little out there, right? So
a little anxious.
A little bit. So what happens is this mercury exposure will affect the whole central nervous system as well as symptom complex. It's characterized by behavioral changes such as irritability, low self-confidence, depression, apathy, shyness, timid, and in some extreme cases with prolonged exposure to mercury vapors, delirium, personality changes, and memory loss are the three big ones. People with Mad Hatter's
changes you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like it changes your total brain chemistry.
That's crazy.
People with Mad Hatter's disease often have a difficulty with social interactions. Associated physical problems may include a decrease in physical strength, headaches, general pain, and tremors, as well as a irregular heartbeat.
Poor little guys.
It's horrible. Delirium, hallucinations, and suicidal tendencies.
My gosh.
It literally changes your brain. Like, it
sounds
so
sad.
Crazy. Fatigue, irritability, loss of memory, vivid dreams, depression, and also imagine that we're in the Victorian era, which is the late, like, mid-1800s to the early 1900s. Like, people who are experiencing these things are not met kindly in this society.
Oh, absolutely not, right? They're thrown in asylums, or they're probably homeless. They're also probably drinking and, like, heavily, and... Because everybody is.
Yeah. Like, and then they have... images. Some of these are pretty heavy. Another thing that mercury can do is the vapors can burn holes in your skin. So like where they were breathing in the mercury, it was settling in their nasal canal and it was burning holes in their faces.
You can just like, I don't know. They looked, their eyes, they just looked like, were those real people? Were those like photos or were there drawings?
They were drawings.
Oh,
here, I'll
save
this one so we can.
Yeah, that was like haunting for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they look like drawings. But, and all of this for a hat.
Right, for fashion. But hats were like all the, you know?
It was a way to show your status. And what's interesting, too, is so you'd think that the hat wearer would also be worried about mercury coming in contact with that. But because of the lining inside the hat, it actually rarely came in contact with the person who was wearing the hat. Like,
even if
they touched it, once the mercury was done, you could touch the hat, whatever. But it was the fumes that were coming off of it that would cause this reaction.
Because, see, I for sure thought, like, obviously the makers were fucked, but I figured that the people wearing it and having it, like, seep into their brains
were because of that little lining so that you wouldn't fuck up your hair.
Hell of a lining.
It's silk. Lining of silk.
Oh. I bet that's why they had such nice hair. It's so smooth.
Yeah. Because the mercury was slowly.
Well, no, because of the silk.
Oh, the silk. Yeah, they were wearing silk bonnets.
Yeah. Probably the mercury probably helped, too.
Yeah, that too. The next thing that I found was makeup could seriously damage your skin.
Oh, gosh. I can only imagine. And that's terrifying.
Well, and we already know that mercury was being poured into creams. So, during the Victorian era, makeup was very popular among women. But many of the products contained dangerous ingredients that posed serious health risks. Some of the common ingredients in Victorian makeup included lead, arsenic, and mercury.
Oh my God. Okay.
All of which are highly toxic and can cause a range of health problems. All these can cause a range of health problems.
Do you remember in seventh grade when they, we had to like close the school down and because someone broke a thermometer and like mercury got out?
That's right.
Yeah,
because I remember because track got to go to the Rockies game and half of our friends didn't get to go because they were in quarantine in that class.
Ooh, that sucks. I was pissed because I was in the school play and that was our opening night and we almost had to postpone it and I was fucking pissed.
Yeah, I remember the class that it happened in because like you'll have to cut these, but like oh, all of really? Them. Yeah, we were all in track together and like more than half of the track team was in that class and couldn't go. So I do know something. You're going to have to really cut this, but it's tea that I still remember from that day.
Okay.
His family
probably
wrote.
anyways
yeah, so times. Mercury was spilled at our middle school. That's so funny. That brought back a memory.
That was the first thing I thought of when you said mercury. I was like, oh my God, seventh grade.
This happened.
Well, that's how I knew it was bad because they were like made a really big deal out of it.
This is talking a little bit more about the use of lead, but it was a common ingredient in makeup, particularly in face powders and whitening creams. Yeah.
Solid.
Women use these products to achieve a pale porcelain-like complexion that was considered fashionable at the time.
That was all the rage.
I have one coming up that I think is going to be weirder than lead in the makeup. I think you're going to really lose your shit.
Oh God. Okay. I'm excited.
It was incredibly dangerous and caused serious health problems for many women, including anemia, kidney damage, and neurological damage when you have an exposure to lead.
All these neurological damages, like, crazy. That sounds, obviously, like, kidney disease is, you know, it's bad, but, like, you can live with kidney disease. Neurological things like that just sound so aggressive.
Yeah. Well, and, like, the fact that it can not only, like, attack your body but your personality and your mind, that's like there's something creepy
really
about
scary.
So the next one is actually the one that I think is going to shock you more than lead in the makeup.
Okay
So during the Victoria era, tuberculosis was a disease that was running rampant through the time. But it was I can't even get this out because you're going to lose your shit. In the Victorian era, tuberculosis was associated with beauty and elegance.
Okay. So they wanted tuberculosis? Okay.
I love telling someone who has an autoimmune disease that people back in the day wanted diseases.
I mean, you
would have been
to
so
die?
Popular.
Finally, you know, the Scientologists think I'm going to hell for it.
They would have like tried to catch your disease.
Unfortunately, it's I mean, you can cough on it. I'll cough on you, but it doesn't work that way. So they wanted tuberculosis. It was like a fashion statement. It was like an accessory. It's like, I got Michael Kors. I got that tuberculosis. Do you know what I mean?
So just in case anyone can't remember, tuberculosis is a serious infectious disease that primarily affects the lungs, but can also spread to other parts of the body.
Not breathing is super tits.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty not fun.
So in the Victorian era, tuberculosis was the leading cause of death and it wasn't until the late 19th century that we were able to find a vaccine for this and figure out what was responsible for causing this disease.
Fucking Bear Wings, like, say less. You got it, bitch.
I know, they're all working really hard on making clothes when they could just be passing around infectious diseases.
It's like the chicken pox parties. Okay, go
That's exactly what I thought. Many people believe that having a pale complexion was a sign of beauty, and tuberculosis caused the skin to become pale.
Nice. And a couple of other things as well. Yeah.
As a result, many people intentionally infected themselves with tuberculosis or drank tuberculosis milk in an attempt to look more beautiful.
What the fuck is tuberculosis milk?
I actually I'm
disgusted.
Let me look.
You didn't look up tuberculosis milk? That sounds disgusting. I'm picturing clumpy ass fucking sick milk.
It just looks like normal milk. So but I don't like, I don't know. Did someone they, like I don't
throw
know
up in it?
I don't know how you get tuberculosis.
I gotta Google this.
So drinking raw unpasteurized milk from an infected cow can transmit tuberculosis to humans. So they would find a cow with tuberculosis and then drink their milk.
How do you know if a cow has tuberculosis?
They have the sniffles. I don't really know.
Because see, that's kind of alarming because like in Europe, you know, they don't pasteurize anything. Everything is unpasteurized.
Yeah, it's not safe.
My mom got really sick when we went.
Yeah.
Like really sick.
Yeah.
It was like, amazing. I loved it. It was delicious. I was the only one who didn't get sick. Finally, my body did something fine.
Yeah. It was like, this is great. I can survive this.
10 years later, I'm dying. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Tuberculosis. You know what I mean?
You got that bad cow.
Oh my God. I literally know. Sorry. I mean, RIP, but don't haunt me. But I literally know someone who died of mad cow like within the last 2 years. I know. Sorry, that was loud. I know. Don't haunt me. Anyway, go ahead.
So that was what people were willing to do for pale skin.
I mean, I just woke up like this.
I know, right?
Do they want it?
What I'm like learning is that other than people being disgusting in the Victorian era and like pooping in hallways and one queen bragging that she took one bath in her life, like...
Girls smelled like onions, you know it.
Oh, on a good day. On a good like, day. I've never gotten past the onion stage. I don't know what's after the onion stage.
I just can't imagine the yeast infection she probably had.
Like I said, we're going to talk about weird, like, past history figures. And I literally think I'm going to talk about this one queen who bragged about only taking one or two baths in her life. And she also bragged that she rarely changed her underwear.
Okay, so the girl had crabs.
Yeah. And then she got married to a king who was drunk and cried the whole time.
It was like
I got down this like Victorian era rabbit hole while I was doing my research, and like it's gonna be fucking crazy.
Cried. Yeah. That's
he wasn't a great guy. So yeah.
Okay, but girl, that is embarrassing.
Yeah,
girl, read the room.
Yeah, during his ceremony. But anyways, back to fashion. Sorry. The most common one that I think most people think of when you say like fashion is dangerous is the corset. Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something that women are wearing to give themselves a more desirable figure from the time.
A BBL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It gives you BBL, snatches you in for that hourglass. So organ damage clearly is a problem with corsets. It's a problem still today. I know a lot of people who do cosplay or have a career in like a performer industry, people who just enjoy the look of a corset. It's still pretty common today. And I'm just like, I'm good.
Hopefully they just don't tie it as tight
as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Cause I think back in the day, I just watched Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, she wore like four, like it was multiple layers of corsets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's well, and with some of them, you know, they're made more to cinch at the waist. Some of them are made to like go all the way up the chest. Like you're really messing with everything.
Your entire, and like your bone structure too, I'm sure.
So prolonged use of corsets can cause displacement of organs like the liver, kidneys, and stomach. Can cause chronic pain, digestive issues, and respiratory issues. They restrict breathing. Could actually get you give you pneumonia if you have a hard enough time breathing for long enough.
That's scary. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And then it just says the early 20th century was when corsets began to decline. So they were a part of women's lives for a really long time.
I wonder who created the corset. Curious if it was a man.
Probably. Oh, it was a woman. Catherine de Medici. In the 1500s, Catherine de Medici introduced the corset concept to the French court, where it was considered essential to the female's figure, attractiveness. Corsets were tight, elongated bodices worn under clothing to create an hourglass figure with a small waist, elevated bust line, and padded hips. They were often made of silk or cloth, but some also contained metal or wood for added structure.
Oh my gosh.
So, not good.
Of course the French would do that.
Yeah, the French are crazy with fashion, let me tell you.
The French are just, like, I know we're not going to be too off topic, but, like, the Olympics, the opening, did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't been able to find it.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, we watched it live. It was just so French. It was so, they beheaded Marie Antoinette.
Oh.
And then had, like, a metal band singing a song about Marie Antoinette in the prison that she was held and beheaded in. I was like, girl, someone's getting haunted for this. Like, someone is going to fucking, she's going to haunt the fuck out of
you
guys.
She's like, what the hell?
Yeah. If she wasn't already mad at you guys. But yeah. I think I actually want to be French because they were all about, like, equality and, like, fuck the rich. Anyway, it was great. So I recommend watching.
So Craig does this thing now where if I say I want to move somewhere, he looks up to see if it's legal to garden there.
I do that too.
France doesn't have it legal yet.
Neither does my homeland, which is why I'm still here. Isn't that shocking?
It is.
What, like, do they witchcraft know that we is don't like
know? Yeah.
Witchcraft is like real there. Like, it's like a full thing. Like, why can't I smoke some weed? Come on. Anyway, sorry. I agree with Craigathea. That is an important lookup.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple more.
Okay, perfect.
So let me see here. The next thing, really, like, you know, a lot of these things are directed at women, right? Women are wearing this color. Men and women wear hats, makeup, you know, it's more directed at women, pale skin, corsets. But this one is specifically, so sorry.
Oh, you're okay.
This one is specifically dedicated to men.
Perfect. For the schlongs.
Yes, for the schlongs. So, I have not said that word in 100 years.
It's a funny word.
So, Edwardian collars were what they were called. Have you ever heard of those?
No, I guess.
So, they're a really high collar and not like flipped up like the fawns. They're flipped up and there are buttons all the way to the bottom of the chin.
Oh my gosh, that looks so uncomfortable.
And they are stiff collars, so they hold you up. So these got the nickname Father Killer.
A father? Oh my gosh, yeah, they look scary.
So Father Killers were high, stiff collars, and a lot of men would choke either after eating when their you know, throat was expanding and all that stuff,
yeah.
Or if they fell asleep because it would hold their neck in an unnatural way and actually close their windpipe.
They slept with them on, or just like,
like you fall asleep, you know, like they're,
because they're drunk and they're like
drunk
sitting there.
And they're sitting there and, okay. and it's the equivalent of roll your friend over on their side.
Wow.
Yeah. So these collars, and they were popular for so long. I didn't get any dates on the video that I watched, but like it was pretty much the entire Victorian era.
Oh, yeah. When I Googled it, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, the one that, like, Shakespeare, like, that.
Yes.
The iconic Shakespeare, you know, painting, he has that fucking thing on his neck. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, the fact that all of these things were killing them, and some of these, like, I understand lead, mercury, arsenic. Like, you don't really know what it does. So, like,
sure.
You use it until you don't. That's pretty common for, like, all of these poisons. New
up and coming things. Yes. Well, yeah. Like, I mean, you hear about that now. Like, there's lead in our tampons that we just found out. Like, yeah. Right. You don't know until you know.
Yeah, exactly. But like, they knew what choking was back then. Like, so you're telling me that a corset and a collar are so fashionable that you're like, take the week.
You're like, just do it. You know,
just do it for the look.
Do it for the gram.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Do it for the gram. I do a lot of stupid shit for the gram.
Yeah, but not, that's like, killing crazy. Yourself. Yeah.
No, so. I'm not actively feeling like I can't breathe. That's crazy.
Because of your clothing.
Because I want to look good.
Yeah. So there is
for them.
One more that I just think, well, I have one more clothing item, and then I just have a fun little invention that I thought was a good thing to just shout out to.
Perfect.
So the last thing is an explosive accessory.
Okay.
It exploded in popularity, and it exploded.
In fire. Okay. I'm excited.
So there were hair combs back in the day. Things that be able to help you keep your hair up. The original hair combs were very extravagant, made out of precious metals. They had they had jewels and diamonds, and
they're pretty.
They were hard to come by and they were expensive. Well, finally, we got the great value version of that in the mid-Victorian era. So they were cheaper and more people could wear them. They were made out of a cheaper material. So it really became fashion for all. However, you cannot get the great value brand without worrying about explosions. So,
nice. On your head.
On your head. So these cheaper combs were made out of something called celluloid, which is gun cotton.
Oh my gosh.
So cotton that had gunpowder.
What? Okay. Why?
So they would get these combs with wood and they would fill them with this cotton to kind of help keep structure.
Just out of curiosity, why not just regular cotton?
Because we are using that on the rich people's combs.
Oh, okay. So they knew that they were like, it was like, no, we're using gunpowder because it's like
cheaper.
A filler.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But like
back in the day, gunpowder was cheaper than cotton.
but I'm just so perplexed. Like they did it, but just basically knew they were going to kill people.
Well,
or they just like hoped for the best.
They didn't put two and two together. So this gun cotton, they weren't, the math wasn't mathing when they were doing this. So they
wasn't.
No. So this gun cotton would be something that they would, you know, put in the wood. They would put on the wood to help decorate it. They would paint it. They would color it, all that stuff. And
morons.
Where they didn't think about putting two and two together is when gunpowder gets too hot. It explodes.
Mm-hmm. They were dumb. I'm astonished that we are still a fucking race. after this episode, I am shocked that we have made it this far.
Yeah. So
we're fucking stupid.
So things would get too hot. These would explode. They'd start fires. They're by your face.
They're in your hair, which catches fire. Flammable.
Yeah. Yeah. There are stories. There are hundreds of stories, even into the early 1900s, of these things exploding.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah. So, and again, people were aware of it happening and they still risked it and continued to wear them.
I didn't even put two and two together. It's like one thing for like a company to do something cheap, you know, and be shitty about it, and you know, like, even if they know that it's bad, but people were literally like, oh, that's fine.
They were aware. Yeah, like they were, the demand never went down, so they didn't stop making it, but they weren't hiding that this could happen.
It's giving, but did you die though? It's like,
it's like, it doesn't happen to me.
Jeez Louise, people.
So that is what I found for Victorian fashion that was deadly.
Again, I'm just like shocked that we have made it this far.
So one of these is so interesting to me. And I think it is because, you know, when you have those moments, because the Victorian era feels like forever ago.
A gajillion years ago.
Right.
Yeah, but it really wasn't.
And like people were inventing things back then. And it just seems mm-hmm. like it's too far. Like this invention that I'm going to tell you about seems like some time traveler took it from the future and brought it back to them.
Oh, okay.
That's how okay. I feel when I learned about this.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
So it's something called an electronic, which I would never put the word electronic and Victorian
in the
together.
Victorian. Nope.
Electronic tablecloths.
Okay. hold on. I just want to know what this looks like. Electronic
tablecloth. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. What it looks like on Google, a time traveler, 100%.
Right?
But I don't think that's what it looks like. Okay.
Can you describe what you see for the listeners?
It looks like when you like go to a wedding and they put those like tarps on top of the tables to make them look normal, but there's like lighting and like prettiness underneath.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's literally what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, a time traveler for sure fucking went and told them that.
So they were an exciting new trend in the late Victorian era, which is like the 1900s.
Okay.
Like, so not, but still like late 1800s to early 1900s. That's still.
We're about to show our American. When was electricity created?
Ben Franklin era. So around the time that America became a thing, the 1700s.
Because I can just see them, you know, getting a hard-on for those fucking little...
light bulbs?
Yeah, and being like, let's put them everywhere.
And so maybe, I guess I didn't even think about the electricity being invented. That would be in the late 1700s. So electricity was a thing. It wasn't a thing that was common for everybody.
Right,
And it definitely wasn't across the nation or across the world.
For sure. I
the way your brain was thinking. I didn't think about it that way.
I just figured, well, because like we went to a cave and it was like called the Fairy Cave, and it's because they were obsessed with light bulbs and they like wanted, it was the first cave to have light bulbs.
Oh, so yeah, that makes sense then a little bit. Mm-hmm. But still like Victorian and electronic, not two words that compute in my brain.
They are not simpatico mm-hmm. in my head.
Mm-mm. So... No. As the potential of electronics became more common, inventors explored ways of making it accessible to the masses. Electronic tablecloths were made of cloth that was woven with thin wires, and they were designed to have electric devices, particularly light bulbs, plugged directly into them.
Yeah, that just sounds like a bad idea. I'm not the smartest person in the planet. That just sounds like a plum bad idea.
So I have an episode of Boy Meets World that plays in my head whenever I think about light bulbs. So
okay,
they're trying to get funky fresh, and someone throws like, you know, a thin scarf over the light. And okay. It's like, you know, to set the mood. And it's usually a red scarf that's thrown over in these scenes. And
oh, my God.
So there's
sexual.
They're trying to set the mood. They're trying to get lucky. And then the light bulb catches the scarf on fire.
Sketchy as fuck.
So that's what plays in my head whenever I think of fabric going anywhere near a light bulb. Terrifies me.
Is Cory and Topanga dry humping mm-hmm. to a fire?
Trying
that's
to.
That's scary. That's scary. I would be cautious as well.
Don't know if light bulbs of this modern era would do that, but not willing to try.
I mean, I kind of am. I was also thinking that. Like, I am curious if they've, like, decided that as a they need to, like, make light bulbs better.
Yeah.
Like, we need to make light bulbs safer. Mm-hmm. But probably not, because they hate everybody.
But, like...
Anyway.
I'll just buy a light bulb that's color changing, and I'll just skip the whole danger.
Because now we're in this era.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll just get a I mean, those are expensive. I do like those auto dimmers though. They're mm-hmm. nice.
Yeah. So I'll just do that if I ever want to be weird and set a mood by color.
Set the mood?
Yeah.
I don't know why you think that's weird. I have those LED lights all over my house.
But you're not changing the color to be like, Robbie.
Oh, I say definitely not for sex, but like for Christmas and like Halloween well, and that's stuff. Yeah. Not,
I mean, like okay. when you're trying to set the mood by being like, this red light's going to look really good while we stare aggressively into each other's faces. Make you look like a demon.
Yeah.
On the same page.
Yeah.
So there were very many shortcomings, obviously. Since many people placed these items in their dining room, whenever liquid was spilled, there was a genuine risk of electrocution.
Didn't they knew it?
They figured it out.
My parents would never let me sit at that fucking table. I spilled shit every meal.
Yeah.
They'd be like, Leslie, go sit at the counter.
Again, I don't think the first time they did it, they knew that things like that, they didn't either, the math didn't math in the moment, or they didn't know that water makes this stuff sparky. But I'm sure after the like fourth death of someone touching the table.
After that, after grandma was electrocuted, they were like, ooh, let's
this has happened a couple times.
Yeah. They're like, let's maybe take a little pump the brakes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So obviously these were dangerous. And if you were lucky enough not to get electrocuted, you probably got shocked. They started fires.
Oh, solid. I was more worried about the fire. I could see the fires actively. I honestly didn't even think about like spilling my water, but that would definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. It would
like,
be me.
It's like that weird ship movie with the sharks that attack it. And then it also starts to be zappy water.
Wait, what? What? There's a movie with the sharks that zap something?
No, there's a movie where sharks like attack like a boat or a submarine or something. And they're like taking out the walls, and then electrical breaks and it falls into the water. And then it becomes like shocky water.
Mm-hmm. Wow, those sharks are assholes.
Yeah, don't remember the name of the movie. Slide into our DMs because I'm too far gone. Guys, I haven't been gardening for a couple of months, so just real tired.
I think we're tired. Yeah. That's my only excuse because I have been gardening this whole time. So, anyway.
So their popularity was short-lived.
And also, so you can't like stick a fork in an outlet, right? Because like the metal and the wires are simpatico. Correct. So like if you're like using a fork and you like, wouldn't that like fucking get you too?
I would think so. The same thing. Not a good choice.
Yeah. Well, and like their plates, weren't they metal too? So it's like, you're like, oh, fuck. Hello. Like you literally get shocked every fucking time you move.
Well, I wonder if like, again, we're at a time where maybe people don't understand electricity that well and don't understand like electrocution or shocks. I wonder if they were like
demons.
No wonder they were witch hunting.
Yeah, literally.
They have they're these like, oh my weird, God. They have these weird fucking tablecloths and they're like, why do people keep dying when we throw a dinner party, Harold?
I only spilled all of my drink on the table and then fucking Grandma Betty, you know, her hair went up in flames. I'm just confused.
I don't understand. We obviously have a witch in our presence.
They need Jesus. Well, again, I'm just like thoroughly shocked that we have made it. Congratulations, everybody. Like our ancestors were stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
No offense. Don't haunt me. Like, no offense.
But like for real. Like, and you know, hindsight, we understand. But a lot of these things had been figured out eventually, and people still chose to wear them beyond figuring it out. But also, like, if your dress is giving you sores.
Oh, yeah. Maybe take it fucking off.
Yeah. You know, that's like, true. Where is the cut? Like, I have really sensitive skin. If I get, you know, razor burn or something like that, I look for cause and effect. Like what did I change that wasn't causing razor burn? And now who didn't think, you know what, I'm gonna wear the white dress for 3 weeks And I'm going to see if that gives me sores because I don't need to take a bath because I'm a Victorian lady. And
oh, I didn't even think about that yet. They probably weren't even bathing. No. So it was literally just sitting on their skin 24/7.
Yeah. Like if you got that green dress and it was your favorite dress, like I can't.
Which it would have been. It was really pretty.
Yeah. I can't get my daughter out of her dino t-shirt. So I could only imagine like if I got her a beautiful green dress, like she would never want to be out of it.
I wouldn't need those dresses. I'm not exaggerating. We're going to have lots of pictures. Mm-hmm. Those were low key gorgeous dresses and
beautiful color.
That's crazy.
I wonder if you could go into a paint place and show them, you know, how they can like match colors. I wonder if you could show them that color and get a safe version now.
Oh, I think so. I mean, Shields Green, when I searched it, it popped right up with like the color code and everything. Ooh. So like it's a color for sure.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever paint your house a green that so many people died attempting to wear?
For sure. Maybe not my whole house because it definitely is giving accent wall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's giving like, you know.
Half an accent wall.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. But like even a really pretty wallpaper. Some of the wallpaper is very... Like in the right setting, in the right mood, it's giving.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So.
But I would 100% do it. And I would do it. I'd be like, did you know that people died from this color?
Oh, so you would just. So
it's metal as fuck.
So the death is actually making it more appealing.
for me. Yeah. But I'm a weirdo.
Well, hey, that's why I brought this up because I knew this would be a little misty twist. So
it was perfect. No, that was perfect. Great job. Great research too.
Thank you. It's been a minute since I researched. So it was kind of fun to throw that in every now and then.
Oh, good. No, it was really good. I enjoyed it and I love all of it. I'm curious. Is there anything now that we do that like we know hurts us? Maybe like heels.
Heels. Yeah. I mean, a lot of what I think of is recreational things. It's not necessarily fashion. I think chokers are in still. So a choker might, you know, be something that in the wrong.
What about those stupid bracelets that were like metal that you could like put charms on and you could get them at like limited two and they would like.
The Italian charm bracelets.
And they would like pull your arm hair. Mm-hmm. Those sucked, but they were so cute. Everybody had them.
I know. I couldn't. Well, and as an Italian woman who got made fun of for her arm hair when she was in middle school, and that's why I'm 30 and shaving my arms still. Trauma. That was also by that boy that we had to cut out that story from. He was the one that said that.
Really? Mm-hmm. He's not even worth it. He's like a 3. Girl, fuck him. I'm so sorry.
But I had an Italian charm bracelet is what those are called. And it, like, I'm not kidding. I had a little circle where it, like, based on how I bent my wrist, it waxed. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally had, like, a dead spot of no hair ripped out so much hair that it looks like I ripped it out.
That's, I believe it. Because I'm a hairy bitch, too. But they were so cool and we all wore them. Mm-hmm.
So I guess those.
Stupid.
You aren't going to agree with me, but I think Crocs are detrimental. But that might be more social.
Yeah, it is more social. Amber. If you ain't crocking, you ain't rocking.
No, you took that the other way.
I love Crocs. What's wrong with them? They're great for your feet. They're so comfy. Are they bad for my soles?
I mean, they're bad for mine because I've got crazy high arches. I still have my, like, dancer's arches.
So. I have flat as fuck feet. Mm-mm. So I'm like a little duck.
So I can't do them because my arch is too high and it's uncomfortable. But also, they're just like, they look like that.
Amber, they're so cool. I wore Crocs the first time they were cool. I'm wearing Crocs the second time they're cool. I wear Crocs when they're not cool.
I had one pair of Crocs and I will not get more.
I'm in the market for a new pair. Mine, Robbie and I got matching ones, and I'm sick of matching him. I want my own color.
You know, I saw some cool ones that were like Lightning McQueen. I would consider wearing like something like that, like something that looked like a car. If they had a tow mater, I might be in.
Say less. I'll see what I can find.
Well, don't buy them for me because I don't want to waste your
money. I'm going to buy them for you.
No, don't do it.
We're gonna be crocking together. And
they're not safe also. They're just like not safe shoes. If you don't put them in four-wheel drive, how do you keep your shoe on?
Mine are never in four-wheel drive. I always am just chillaxing. They just stay on your feet. They fit perfectly to my little feet. Literally molded like God themself created that little rubber shoe for my foot.
See, okay. So that's something for me. I have been thinking about this because I was looking at new clothes because I get to dress up a little bit more at my new job. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at just like little kitten heels, something a little, you know, just something to throw on so that my pants don't drag on the floor, but nothing mm-hmm. that like I'm going to regret, you know, no pumps.
By 1 p.m.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And so what is super in right now are slingbacks, which are a more pointed toe, and they have a something that goes around the back of your heel. They look like old lady shoes because we grew up with people wearing those shoes, but I did get a pair. But I was thinking of you because I can't do clogs. I don't understand the physics behind clogs. I know you love clogs. I know you've been thinking about getting clogs again. I don't understand mm-hmm. how they stay on your fucking feet. I don't get it. When I have to wear clogs, it's a toe workout because they're constantly holding on to the front of the shoe, trying not to lose it.
I think I just must have like toes of steel.
Is that what it is? Do you have strong toes? Like, I didn't know if it's like, do you shuffle your feet? Do you hold on really tight?
I have really flat feet. Mm. I think that's just it. I think my feet are super fucking flat and I just don't have a problem with that stuff.
That is so crazy to me. Cause like,
yeah, like I never have a problem with them falling off.
So you might like, there's another type of shoe that's really popular and they're called, monk or mink or something like that. But they're like slingbacks, but they don't have the sling back part. You just slip your shoe in and it's got the pointed. And I fell in love with so many of those shoes. And then I realized that they weren't slingbacks. And I was like, I could never keep this on my foot.
I can't find what you're talking about, but were they cool? I think I had a pair that were like beaded. They were like super flat and just a little bit of cloth like around the toes. And
oh no, those are like ballet flats.
Oh, they didn't have any backs though.
Oh, really? Well, maybe.
The ones that I had.
Let me see. Oh no. Hold on. I was looking at them at Lulu's today. I will let you know. Shoes. All shoes. All right. You're going to have to do some editing.
Oh,
mules. Sorry. Mink, monk. So they're called pointed toe mules. And I found so many pointed. Oh, is that what you were talking about? Because they're heels. Yeah. And I guess you can do flats too. But I was into so many of these pointed toe mules. I saw so many cute ones. And then those I saw that they weren't slingbacks. And I was like, how do you keep those on your feet with a heel?
Those are really cute.
Right?
I'm looking at a whole bunch. Oh, there's some with like little bees. Oh, I want those so bad. I also just found clogs that look like hamburgers. Okay. I need to just
put that away. But so that for me is in a long way me saying that
clogs
are dangerous. I don't understand the physics behind them. And Crocs are ugly.
When you wear, they're not, Crocs aren't ugly, but I will
she won't let it go, guys.
if you ain't crocking, you ain't rocking. When I would wear my clogs down, like, and they weren't as, like, tight, mm-hmm. like, I will say there, I would, like, slip out. And you definitely can't run. Like, you cannot run in them, that's for sure.
Okay. Because, yeah, like, so is it the tightness? That's what it is?
I think
so. It, like, holds your foot?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
See?
And then once you, like, wear them out, they, like, a loosey goose.
Huh. I just assumed that anyone who was successful at wearing clogs shuffled their feet and like didn't pick them up.
My mom used to say I shuffled. So yeah. I probably still do.
Yeah. Huh. What's one thing? Do you have any ideas of other fashions that are dangerous?
Maybe like braces, because like those can really hurt and like sometimes they're needed, but most of the time they're just like cosmetic.
Okay.
You know, and then you can like really fuck your gums up and stuff.
I don't know if I would. I didn't even think about braces being more cosmetic than necessary.
I mean, I think I only said that because, like, I had braces, and then my dumbass dog chewed my retainer, and I was too afraid to tell my mom that my dog chewed my retainer up, so I didn't get my retainer fixed. And, like, yeah, I've got some, like, buck teeth, but, like, my teeth are fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the prednisone that fucked my teeth up, not me, you know, not wearing my retainer.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but yeah, that is that is something though that can be a cosmetic change that would be, yeah, and like the headaches and stuff that come from it.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
That's all I got though.
I mean, and in the future, someone will probably see what we were using in makeup, and who knows? It might be like, oh, that's why you bitches were breaking out at 40. Like, I don't know.
Probably. I'm sure we all have cancer. I'm sure we all are putting shit, you know. Well, and I think that definitely is true. I remember as a kid, everything was like, that'll cause cancer. Mm-hmm. And then now look how many people are like dying of cancer. So, yeah, I just think there probably is a lot that they will find out in 60 or 100 years.
Yeah. Like, I can't wait for the conversations with my daughter to be like, you did that. Mom, that's so like, bad now.
Like, my mom saying she would put, like, lemon in her hair and sit outside, or, like, just put, like, oil on her skin.
My mom would use, like, olive oil and go tanning.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, Mom, you fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, no wonder your skin looks like that.
Yeah. And I'm over here, like, rubbing, like, the fake tan stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get it even myself because I'm not going to pay for a spray tan.
Or go tanning, exactly. Mm-hmm. I do miss tanning, though. That was a good... We've really derailed. Sorry. We're just chatting at this point. Yeah. So.
Hey, tanning could be one, too, because, like, people are getting tuberculosis. Ooh. To be pale. People used to tan. So we went the opposite direction.
Skin cancer. That's a good point.
There we go. Back on track. All right,
bam,
guys.
Bam, bam. Love that for us.
Well, that is our education on the Victorian era and the dangers of wearing clothes.
That was really good. I think that was one of my like favorite ones we've done in a long time. That
Thanks.
Was awesome.
It's kind of
thank
funky.
You so much.
Thank
that was
you.
Good.
Woo!
Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.